Mr. Reed's Neighborhood. It's an odd little neighborhood, this avenue where my bookshop is located. Inside my particular building is housed more books than any other old book place in Alabama, or Mississippi for that matter. Reed Books has hundreds of boxes of books, all numbered for ease of location. In addition to that, there are thousands upon thousands of books stacked and piled and encased in the enormous rear of the store where customers don't go, waiting for sorting and filing and computerizing and selling. And, of course, there are thousands upon thousands of books, magazines, newspapers, scrapbooks, clippings, artifacts, posters, advertising signs, and toys stacked precariously around the main part of the store. Items on the floor, under the tables, leaning against the walls and the chairs, piled high, not quite to the top of the 16-foot ceilings, where you can see circus posters and pin-up calendars and three-dimensional movie stand-ups, and everything from large iron ducks to a 7-foot-high Santa Claus, and everything else from a large stand-up of Willie and Joe to a 60-year-old, life-size, nude mannequin who has held up quite well over the years. There's an entire post office in my store, a remnant of my grandfather's general store. And there's an old switchboard and old telephones and an old 16-inch turntable that used to be used in radio stations and movie projectors and grammar school desks and showcases garnered from old businesses going out of business. There are even trophies from dance contests and VFW conventions, a 6-foot-high Sinclair oil sign, stuffed animals perched high above your head if you dare to look up, and of course, there are books you just don't see anyplace else around here. Books long since forgotten by the old-timers, but instantly remembered once they happened to walk in. Hundreds of turn-of-the-century dime novels, thousands of mass-market paperbacks from the Golden Age, 1939 to 1959, cases of books signed by their authors, from To Kill a Mockingbird to a Kate Douglas Wiggin title, hundreds of old calendars from every year you can imagine, hundreds of pulp magazines from the 19-teens to the 1950s, military manuals from various popular and non-popular wars, ocean liner menus, early books on how to build and fly airplanes, pop-up Little Black Sambo books, and other politically incorrect items, mixed gaily with funny comic books from the days when comics were comic. And, of course, there are all our fictional and actual heroes mixed together all over the place. Little Lulu, Wonder Woman, Nancy and Sluggo, Lucy and Desi, John Wayne, Pogo Possum, Jerry Lewis, Bob Hope, Fred Allen, Jack Benny, Ray Bradbury, Moby Dick, George Bernard Shaw, C.S. Lewis, Albert Einstein, Moms Mabley, Anais Nin, Joe Lewis, Shirley Temple, Pee Wee Herman, Billy Graham, Steve Allen, Fannie Flagg, Martin Luther King Jr., J.R. Williams, Laurel and Hardy, and on and on. Wherever there is something deadly serious, such as Mein Kampf, there is something frivolous or joyful or silly to offset it, such as Charlie McCarthy and Red Skelton. And, of course, Harpo Marx is within 2 feet of Karl Marx. This is the kind of place you call a bookstore simply because it's easier to describe. Actually, it's Jim Reed's Museum of Fond Memories, a place where I can hide out from the aggression on the streets and the violence of the corporations, a place where I can look across the room and see Aldous Huxley and Marilyn Monroe right next to Rock Hudson and Gregory Peck, and enjoy the benevolent presence of them all, and actually get to understand them better through their images and their written words than I was ever able to appreciate them in person. Just now, a little boy came in, looked up at me with wonder in his eyes, and said, "Hey, Santa Claus." I told him that I wasn't Santa, but that I knew Santa personally. But this did not faze him. He decided that I was the real Santa Claus. So I took him around to the other side of the store and showed him my Scrooge door knocker that says, "Bah, humbug! Merry Christmas!" When you lift the knocker handle, he was suitably impressed and went away promising to be good all year round. "Hey, this is my stuff, and this is my living room, and this is my life. And if you don't like old things, maybe you shouldn't have bought this book. It's going to be old any day now."